This morning we will be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Hear now the word of God. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So beautifully read, Addison. Thank you so much for blessing us. So we've had a full service, so please don't worry, I won't keep you long. But I do want to share a message that the Lord has given to us. And thank you, friends and family, for being here in support of our youth. It means the world to them. And once again, thank you, Bishop Davis and Jennifer, for being with us. Many years ago, when Bishop Davis appointed me, he said when he appoints pastors, he appoints them not only to the church, but to the community. And I've always remembered that. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we come in your presence that your Holy Spirit will come and draw us in a special way now. Lord, hide me behind that cross that your word may go and bring healing and hope and abundant life, even in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we are in a sermon series, Encounter with Jesus. And Pastor McNellis preached last Sunday a powerful message on Jesus encountering two disciples in Emmaus as they were walking. They were sad. They were wondering, where is Jesus? You know, he said he was going to rise, that they couldn't find him. And they were sad. But the end of the story is really amazing, that they did encounter Jesus when he was breaking the bread. And that day they realized that Jesus indeed is alive. And there was a transformation that took place in their lives. Today's encounter is with Mary Magdalene, and she also came kind of weeping at the tomb, and she was sad, but then she meets Jesus, and something happens, and she leaves with joy. The point of our sermon series, the next Sunday I will be preaching on Thomas, and Thomas was the one who doubted Jesus, but once he was convinced of the resurrection of Jesus, Thomas was the one who brought Christianity to India, and he was martyred for his faith. He was so convinced of the resurrection of Jesus that changed his life. And then we will conclude with the message, go and make disciples, wonderful words of Jesus. Now, in this passage of John 20, 11 to 18, I want to share a little bit before I get into my message about Mary Magdalene. Who is this woman and why is she mentioned? There is a purpose and a reason why her name is mentioned in our text for today. Mary Magdalene was from the town of Magdala, and that's why the name Mary Magdalene comes from. Mary Magdalene was among the first witness to the resurrection of Jesus. Think about it. She was the first one that Jesus revealed himself to. And there is something special about Mary. When we read Mark 16 and verse 9, it says that it is out of Mary Magdalene that Jesus casted out seven demonic spirits that had caused havoc in her life. And Jesus had delivered her from all these evil spirits. Mary Magdalene followed the ministries of Jesus. She was present when he was crucified, she saw him crucified and she saw the pain and the agony. Mary Magdalene, even in this text, is among the first people to get to the tomb. Notice, it was not the disciple, but it was the women. It was Mary Magdalene who got to the tomb so that she could see Jesus. My message today is very simple. There's a few thoughts I want to share with you from this passage. The first thought I want to share is that Jesus is drawn to our tears. Jesus is drawn to our tears. It is interesting in this few verses from 11 to 18 that the word weeping, or in some version of the word crying, is mentioned. In John 20, verse 1, it says, Mary Magdalene stood weeping. And when she gets to the tomb, there were two angels say to Mary Magdalene, why are you weeping? And then she meets Jesus, and Jesus says to her, why are you weeping? This word weeping is mentioned several times in this scripture, and there is a reason. Why was Mary Magdalene weeping? Well, she was weeping because she was remembering her past life of pain and how Jesus had delivered her and how Jesus has given her meaning and purpose, how Jesus was the only one that gave her life and life abundant. And she was grieving his loss. And she gets to the tomb weeping, running after Jesus. She was weeping because she was remembering the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross. She was weeping because her last hope to be near the body of Jesus Christ was gone. You see, friends, Jesus is drawn to our tears. In this story, in this passage, we see as Mary is interacting with the angels and is interacting with Jesus, Jesus comes because he was touched by her tears. And I want to speak to people here in this congregation and online. Jesus notices your tears. There may be tears of grief for a loved one that we still cry. There are tears for a child who is away from the Lord. There are tears of personal pain and tragedy. There are tears of repentance of sins. There are tears of joy with amazing things that God is doing in your life. Often on a Sunday morning, as we, Pastor McNellis, are standing in that door, I encounter people coming with tears because of the Holy Spirit that has touched them, or there's something on their heart. You see, friends, tears are not a sign of weakness, but of strength. Gordon Jensen wrote a beautiful song, Tears Are a Language That God Understands. And if you get a chance to go listen to this song, I encourage you, by Gordon Jensen, Tears Are a Language That God Understands. One of the verses of the song says that often you have wondered why tears come into your eyes and burdens seem to be much more than you can stand. But God is standing near and he sees your falling tears. Tears are a language that God understands. So this morning, please remember that just as Jesus was drawn to Mary Magdalene's tears, he is drawn to you. And he sees those tears in those hidden houses. When there's no one that is seeing you crying, Jesus sees those tears. And he's recognized and he notices. And so I pray today that you will know that his presence is touching you in this sanctuary. The second thing I want to share with you, that not only is Jesus drawn to our tears, but he is drawn to a seeking heart. One of the wonderful things about Mary Magdalene in this passage is she came seeking. Jesus says to her in John 20, 15, Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? In some versions of the Bible, it says, whom are you seeking? It is amazing that this scripture is mentioned because we didn't find disciples who had been with Jesus running and coming to the tomb. But it is Mary Magdalene. She's running with tears. She is seeking. Say, where have you laid him? And finally, Jesus comes and she asks Jesus, are you the gardener? And Jesus reveals himself. Friends, there is a lesson here. Mary is a wonderful example of someone who sought after Jesus all the days of her life. She was not seeking a thing, not a philosophy, not a new movement, which in our world there's always something new, always something drawing us. But as body of Christ, as Christian people, our desire and our focus should always seek after Jesus Christ. Because he is the only one that can save us, that can heal us, that can transform us and give us abundant life. We hold on to Jesus. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. What are we seeking this morning, friends? Who are we running after? Everything in the world is going to fade away. The only one standing is Jesus. And so I encourage you, encourage myself, that we seek, just like Mary Magdalene, seek after Jesus. And lastly, Jesus is calling us by our names today. Jesus is calling us by our name today. In John chapter 20, verse 16, Mary Magdalene is talking to the angel, and then she finally talks to Jesus, and Jesus calls her by name. He said, Mary. Something stirred in her heart when she heard her name called. It was not just any voice, but she recognized this is the same Savior who delivered me, who said that he will rise again on the third day. It is the same Jesus who is alive. Something happened. Jesus called her by her name. And this morning, we are so grateful for each and every confirmant. And Jesus calls each one of you by name. Congregation, Jesus calls you by name. He not only knows your name, he knows your life, he knows your struggles, he knows your challenges, he knows your difficulties, he knows your imperfection, yet he calls you by your name because he loves you. Jesus is calling to tell us that he loves us. He is calling us by name to let us know that you are important to him. He is calling us by name to let us know he is with us and for us in every challenge, every difficulty. He is saying to us, he's calling you by name this morning. Well, sometimes people will say, well, no one knows my name. No one knows what I'm doing for the Lord. But friends, this morning, please know that Jesus notices you. And he knows what you are going through. And he calls you by name just as he called Mary as she was grieving. She hugged Jesus. And Jesus said, don't hug me right now, but go and tell others about me. And she went. And this was her testimony. She came grieving. But when she left Jesus, she went with a fire. And she said, I have seen the Lord. And that is something that we have with us. I have the presence of Jesus living within me. And I want to tell the world about it. Isaiah 43 verse 1 says this, but now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Hear this truth. Jesus is saying to each one of us, you are mine. Let me close with a scripture that we shared with our youth about the importance of how much Jesus knows us. Psalm 139 verse 1 and 1 to 6 says this, you have searched me, O Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Jesus calls us by name. Isn't that wonderful? He calls you by name today. That's special. I want to say a closing prayer. We always give an altar call. We're going to sing a song, How Great Is Our God. If there's anyone here, say, Pastor, we need prayer. We will pray with you. And maybe say, I have seen something happen here and God is stirring in my heart and I want to give my life to Jesus. We would love that day to be that day today. And we thank God for his presence among us. So let us pray with me. and then we will sing our song. I'll invite the youth to get ready as I am praying, if they would come up. Lord Jesus, we come in your presence and your power. We thank you that you call us by our names. And God, I pray that your Spirit is moving in this place, but even now, so Lord, will touch each and every person. We love you. We need you. We thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, amen.